Yeah, buddy, here we go. It's hour number two of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We are in the midst of three live mics with Wolchuk, Chiafalo, and Broadus on the practice field. Take it away, boys.
All right, we just had Dak with a completion to Jalen Cropper over the middle. Now, Dak's been working under center quite a lot here, Brian. He's back in the shotgun now, might be changing some plays up. It looks like we've got a call from Cooper Beebe at the center who's pointing out Jack Sanborn the mic at 57.
Yeah, they've been in a situation where they've run some double A-gap blitz. That's what we got last year, remember, from Mike Zimmer.
Yep.
And so they've been practicing that a little bit. That ball was a little bit low across the middle. Nice job by Elam of tracking Pickens. That ball, Dak tried to fire it into the middle of the teeth of the defense, and Pickens just could not adjust. It was on his shoe tops, but Elam was able to trail with it. But, yeah, to get back to that double A-gap blitz, I think this is something that maybe Matt Eberflus saw on tape and understands that he wants to use it with Micah Parsons.
Yeah.
That possibility.
Let's go.
And so that's why I think that he's giving it a little, see how his defense is giving a little look in this nickel package. They're showing it here right now.
Yeah, they're Sanborn.
Yep, absolutely.
Three live mics brought to you by the On Time Experts, the official AC heating and plumbing partner of the Dallas Cowboys. Is that play happening?
Yeah, Dak now throwing to Kevontae Turpin, who makes an excellent adjustment along the sideline right up to the 20-yard line, was able to catch that in front of Kyer Elam, and that was a good throw, able to work back from the sideline there for Kevontae Turpin. Hey, I mean, this has been as advertised, Brian. It's been the Kevontae Turpin show early on with the ones.
Turpin has been outstanding, and the minute you think that he's really not a wide receiver, that he's kind of a gadget player, he goes and makes an adjusting catch. They put him in the backfield. You know, they've done a lot of different things with him through these five practices, and it's nice to see him catching the ball down the field.
It feels like, you know, a receiver that's headed for 75 targets or a dual threat running back or something. Like, what is the plan with Kevontae Turpin? Because this is like five or six targets so far just this afternoon, boys.
Yeah, I tell you what, it has been a show for him to make. But yeah, they're going to find ways to kind of make him get involved with that. He just, every time they hand him the damn ball, it's a 5, 6, 7 yard gain. I mean, he's just that quick, that explosive. So it's been pretty impressive. Now, nice day from him, what we've seen so far.
Be honest, Brian. Do you think he can take that kind of punishment? I remember the concerns about Tony Pollard, and when they finally gave it to him, he did break.
No, I'll tell you what. I think this guy will be fine. I really do.
Nice.
I think he's one of these guys that has a feel for how to avoid and how not to take a big hit. And I think that's his background as a punt returner and as a kick returner. So anyway, hey, Zach, it looks like to me the next drill, you're going to have a better view. I'm going to have to move down a little bit because it looks like to me they're setting up cones where the end zone's going to be in my view. And then on the side over there, I think you're going to be able to pick things up. I'll try and get to a better position as we get going.
We just had an awesome rep right before they went ahead and changed up the team drill here. Tyler Guyton and Sam Williams. They had Sam Williams actually standing up over the guard, which was Tyler Smith, and then they had rushing on the opposite side as Araku. Then they stunt, and it was a great pickup by Tyler Guyton to acknowledge the shift, and he just pancakes Sam Williams at the play. What do you got, Eric?
Okay, Wolchuk said shift there with an F, just for the record. My favorite pancake was Tyler Smith burying Mozzie Smith 10 yards down the field on a run right there to the left side. That was probably my favorite. And the biggest standout to me so far, Elam had a really nice pass break up there on George Pickens. Turpin has been the most focal point of the offense.
Yeah.
I mean, you have him, the short, quick passing game, he's just an immediate 10 yards. And then you had one that was probably more about 15, 20 yards down on the right sideline. So Turpin has been the biggest standout to me in the last few minutes.
I love it, and I can't wait to see, you know, once we get to the regular season, if they can keep him that involved, because this team desperately needed speed last year, and I know you've added Pickens, and you're happy about that, but if you can just add a blinding ball carrier in Turpin with that and get him the ball, I think that could be dynamic. Guyton just had a nice rep against Ezeraku as well, so maybe it's starting to shape up to be a good Tyler Guyton day, and I wanted to get your thoughts on Kelvin Harmon, because about 5 minutes ago, Dak had an out to him that was secured with a diving catch on the sideline.
Yeah, this is really the first time, though, that in the six practices now that we've had where Harmon has shown up there. So good for him to get the opportunity when the ball came his way. You know, maybe he'll get some others. We'll see those types of players, those types of guys when we get to the preseason games, you know, and then it turns into the second half where those guys are out there running a ton of routes.
It could just be an equipment deal. Oso is just getting worked on right around midfield. It looked like his elbow. He's got a giant brace on his arm. And I don't know if that's something that he was just kind of banged up he came in with, but we'll see if he checks back into to the drills here.
Okay, who's winning, offense or defense overall today?
I would say if there were scoring at home, I would say that maybe the offense is probably having a little bit better of it right now. Just but like I say, there's been a couple of plays where this thing's probably pretty close, but I think when you start to talk about the downfield plays, some of the plays, I think Turpin's the one definitely carrying the day for the offense.
Are they going to Turpin because they don't want to turn it over? And they're like, the offensive coaches are like, guys, this got out of hand last week. Let's go ahead and button down and maybe check down a little bit
I
more.
I just think that Turpin's finding ways to get open. I think that's the biggest thing right now is that he's just been in a better position. His routes, I mean, he's been very, very difficult for the defenders to have to deal with his speed and quickness.
All right, it's the G-Bag Nation's three live mics. What do you got, Wolchuk?
We got Turp lining up as the runner here, and this is going to be a 12 personnel. We got Scooney and Fergie both on your right side.
Play action.
Play action. Dak bootleg to the right, and he's going to go, and Jalen Tolbert drops the football.
Yeah.
It does not sound like, Brian, correct me if I'm wrong, maybe yesterday Tolbert had a couple of moments, but has this been a struggle so far in
camp?
Well,
he had a couple of comeback plays that he was able to make down the field where he really drove Carson off. Those were some of the early practices, but when it's come to having to make adjusting catches, he had one that was high he needed to adjust on, didn't do that very well. But, by the way, too, Terrence Steele back in at right tackle. So I've just noticed that.
Okay, very good. Yes, totally shaking off the high ankle sprain. I think that's the quickest recovery I've ever heard. Hey, what more context can you give me on this Elam PBU of George Pickens? Is Elam like the player of camp so far?
He's a top five. If you start to talk about top five, Wolchuk, was that just
Steele.
Crack toss?
Yeah. Okay. And that was Steele getting out there in space, but a really good fill from Malik Hooker coming downhill to blow that up.
Okay, well then I noticed it looked like to me that they got Steele in space. But to answer your question, Dawson, if you had to say top five players at camp through the first five practices, Elam would be in your top five for sure.
I mean, it kind of seems like he's breaking out into solid starter territory, like the trade is exactly what he needed, just like Luka needed to get his body right.
Yeah, well, they've done a really good job. I mean, the big phrase that they're really talking about is this has been a change of scenery for the guy. You know, you had a general manager that drafted him, and then you had a head coach that wasn't interested in playing him. So that's kind of where you're at right now with all that.
That Lion King Rafiki Simba celebration.
Amazing moment.
Legendary stuff. We're going to be seeing that for a while, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely. That was a lot of fun. That was a lot of fun.
What's next over there, Wolchuk?
So Osa was just back out there for that rep, so I don't think we need to be worried about that. But that was just a pass intended for George Pickens. He ran an in and then out towards the sideline. Actually had quite a bit of cushion as Kyrie Elam was playing off coverage, but just an incompletion. Him and Dak couldn't connect on that.
Here's Mingo here outside at the wide receiver. They got Tolbert inside. Let's see if they find some kind of combination to get Mingo up the field.
That's a tight, condensed formation there, Brian. Oh, look, great route by Turpin over the middle.
Yeah,
there
it
was to Mingo.
Right there, yeah. Mingo, you kind of had a feeling that they maybe were setting something up where he was going to – he started up and then broke inside. Dak had his eyes looking to the left like he wanted to maybe throw the ball to Lamb, and then Mingo just kept running. And nice job. He was in Hall. Keenum Hall was in pursuit, but Mingo was able to get away from him and then make the reception.
Man, let's talk some Mingo because, you know, last week it looked like on social he was having a tremendous week. There were three or four contested catches, but you don't get to see the misses on social, right? Has the consistency been there play in and play out for Mingo?
It has been really, really good from him. He's the thing that you know, you think kind of a big body guy and he's going to catch slants and inside breaking routes and stuff like that. But there were times where the ball got over the top, where he was able to get down the field, turn, and adjust to the ball. And you're kind of thinking, Well, that's pretty solid because, you know, think your big guy like that wouldn't be that kind of athletic. But he was able to make a couple of adjusting plays last week, and it's nice to see him kind of get things going. I know there's a lot of people with eyes on him at this camp.
To the GBAC Nation, three live mics. Gavin Dawson here, tennis courts. Broadus, Wolchuk, Chiafalo down there. Guys.
Jadon Blue in the backfield right now. Let's see if we get some kind of running play here. Yeah, they're going to hand this thing off. And nice job by Ezeraku.
Yeah, again, yeah, I mean, he is just working the left tackle right now.
Yeah.
Which I think was Nate Thomas
that's
over
Nate
there.
Nate Thomas.
He just couldn't get out of his stance quick enough.
No, and that's the thing with Ezeraku. Mm. When you saw Blue, they handed Blue the ball, and he had a really an opportunity. Once that he was made the cut, well, Ezeraku was right there. But, yeah, Nate Thomas, the thing with Ezeraku is he plays this real wide technique, and he's able to close so much ground with how wide he is and then able to make the tackle. But
and
nice
his
job.
Bend. I mean, his bend, and we saw that at BC during the draft show, Brian. Yeah. I mean, it is rare what he's able to do. But they're doing a lot. Hey, let's get Joe Milton in moving to his right side.
Yeah.
So they did some play action, the play before they ran it to Blue. There's another one that we just saw where Milton's trying to go out to his right. But again, it's just it's some accuracy issues there.
Yeah, that was Tolbert. That was a short. That was a third down and looks like two looking at the sticks. So that was just what they call sprint right option. And Milton just loaded up. They blocked everything back inside. He got to the edge and then fired it to Tolbert on the out for the first down.
Guys, how would you say Dak Prescott's doing overall this camp? I would say moving very well. I might be more confident in his movement than I've been at any point since the broken leg.
Yeah, I think there's been some deep ball shots that he would love to have back. And you know, that's the thing that we kind of, you know, focus. And, you know, Shotty was even talking about it, you know, in the that, hey, they need to find a way to get more of those to let Dak work on those. They're worried about the soft tissue injuries. But there's some deep shots that he has missed. There was a couple of shots that he missed yesterday that were high. And so, but overall, I think the movement aspect has been, as you said, really the most positive thing about him right now.
They're working more on the passing game than the run game today?
It looks like to me a lot more throwing the football. They're in that, I think, Wolchuk, can you see the sticks down on your end down there? Are they working on third down is what they've got?
I think yes. I think that is exactly what we're doing.
Okay. So this, yeah, it's. The last run we saw was the one where Ezeraku was stepped up and made the play. Oh, here's a RPO, and he just Dak handed it inside. So they're just trying to pick up the first down there. This is the simple run, only gained a couple of yards. So good job by the middle of the Dallas defense. That's with Mozzie Smith and Sanborn and those guys stepping up and not getting worked out of there.
How's the follow-through been with shifts and motions and bunches and stacks and deception? It's all there for Shotty, isn't it?
Yeah, he's tried. I mean, and like I said earlier, it's exchange two. It's bring two right to left, and then it's a motion, and it's another motion behind that. So, you know, stacking motions on top of motions is something he's trying to work on. Again, I feel like that's kind of that San Francisco 49er way of doing things where you just keep, you know, you think it's stopped and then here comes another motion. But they're trying to get as many bodies to the point of attack as they can, especially running the football.
I just love some of these highlights where the defender's like, it's a run. Oh, no, it's a pass. Oh, no, it's a run. And
that's what a good, you got? Play, good so play by Hooker right
Steele
there.
Steele was working again on Sam Williams, and Steele did an excellent job just creating enough room for Dak to be able to step up, extend the play, and then he tried to rifle one. I think it was to Scooney, unfortunately not able to connect, but that was a good rep by Steele against Sam Williams.
Yeah, I don't know if that was Scooney or was that Ferguson that he threw it to. It was a tight end that he threw it to.
I know Scooney was on this right side.
Yeah, okay, but Hooker made the play is what he does. That was good tight coverage.
Yeah, Hooker's had a good practice.
Good tight coverage by him on that particular play.
All righty, boys. It's the GBAC Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Practice going to go a little bit longer today, it's looking like, huh?
Well, Shotty told us it was going to be an hour 45. So as I look at the big clock, he's into period 7. And he's underneath 4 minutes for the next period. So this will probably be the last one that we I think there might be a couple more periods, but that right now, this like the team period that we're getting the most out of is this one right now.
Oh, I love it. We are going to get George Pickens on immediately following practice today. They're going to bring him up to our broadcast position. We'll talk to the Cowboys' first-year a wide receiver after trading for him in the offseason for the Pittsburgh Steelers. But lots of good stuff happening on Cowboys Twitter. You can follow us at 105.3 The Fan. And Carter Freeman's doing a heck of a job getting plays up, getting clips from interviews and clips from our show. Of course, Dallas Fan Cam on YouTube as well. Anything else to add, boys, before we send it to break?
Here's a deep ball, Dak to Pickens, and they connect for a touchdown. That was a beautiful throw, dropping it into a bucket from Dak.
Let's go. How long?
Yeah, that thing was probably, what is that? He threw from the 30.
Right around, probably 65.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, though, it would have been really, really close because Ezeroco had won around the left end. So, I
think they might have had a hold there on the right tackle.
Yeah, I think that would have been really, really close. But good pass by Dak. We talked about the deep ball, and that thing was perfectly thrown. It was on Izzy McQuamu was playing corner at that time. Pickens was able to separate from him and make the play.
All right, our training camp coverage brought to you by the on-time experts, by Rhino Shield and Yardbird Southern Table and Bar. And we're back with more Cowboys training camp coverage and George Pickens here in the Nation.